Well, everybody, Pastor Matt, and it is time for the prayer meeting again. And the prayer meeting again is taking place in this format digitally. However, if and when we ever set ourselves to pray at the same time as Christians, then by virtue of that same spirit that we enjoy and praying in that name of Jesus Christ, we are, in fact, together. So we rejoice that we can even then pray together in this way tonight, and that there's a number of resources at our fingertips. One, the Bible. Would you get yours, please? That is something to praise the Lord for, first and foremost, any day, every day, all day. Next would be the prayer guide. These would be two things that you would do well to have in hand as we go forward tonight. The prayer guide is available to you on the website. There's a link right there if you have clicked it, or if you would click it. Then the prayer guide should be available to you immediately, digitally. If you could print it out, that might be helpful to you as well. And then I think you are quite well equipped for the prayer time that is before you, that is before us. I have a third thing, and that is the autobiography of George Mueller. He had a ministry in Bristol, England in the 1800s, which was remarkable, and was undergirded by a remarkable prayer life, which is attested to in his autobiography. So what I would like to do is read a bit from the Bible, a portion of scripture that he will also employ when he's writing here in the autobiography. And then I'd like to read to you a portion of his autobiography that has to do, again, with prayer. And by this, I hope to have us not only focused on the task at hand and how we go about doing that as Christians and in Jesus' name, as the church active on earth at this time, but I think that we also then, as a church, stand to mature by learning from those who have gone before, or perhaps as even individual prayers, we stand to gain from those who have gone before. And before us tonight, then, is George Mueller. But first, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to start reading at verse 4, and I'll give you just a moment to turn there. If you need to, you can pause it and then unpause. I'm going to start reading again at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. Let's pause there. That was verse 9, the first part of it. And we've just heard that there are a number of activities. These are for the common good, and that one of the gifts of the Spirit is indeed faith. And so this faith, when employed actively, is for the common good, specifically in prayer. So why don't you listen for just a moment about what George Mueller has to say about his own prayer life and the results of it and his hopes for any who would follow after him. This is from chapter 16, and it's a chapter entitled Food for Growing Faith. I desire that all the children of God who read this account of God's work in Bristol be led to trust him for everything they need under any circumstances. I pray that the many answers to prayer we have seen may encourage them to pray, particularly for the conversion of their friends and relatives, their own growth in grace and knowledge, the saints whom they know personally, the state of the church, and the success of the preaching of the gospel. Especially, I affectionately warn them against being led away by the deception of Satan to think that these things are peculiar to me and cannot be enjoyed by all the children of God. All believers are called upon, in the simple confidence of faith, to cast all their burdens on God and to trust him for everything. They should not only make everything a subject of prayer, but expect answers to their petitions which they have asked according to his will and in the name of the Lord Jesus. I do not have the gift of faith mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12:9, along with the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, and prophecy. It is true that the faith with It is true that the faith which I am able to exercise is God's own gift. He alone supports it, and He alone can increase it. Moment by moment, I depend on Him. If I were left to myself, my faith would utterly fail. I'll stop there. And I would hope that you would have ears to hear from this saint who has gone before us, that this gift of faith is of God, and when turned to prayer, it does indeed produce remarkable effect, and that is again from God. And George Mueller would have all believers understand that it is not peculiar only to him. So, let us then, in his footsteps, and knowing that there are many footsteps that have gone before him, and maybe even imprints from knees, bowing, kneeling in prayer, let's join together now in prayer. Take a look at that prayer guide for just a moment that you have. There's a number of sections, and I would encourage you to be creative how you would go through that. If it is just yourself, maybe you have a good amount of time set apart this evening that you will be able to pray that thing through. That is basically our minimum. So the minimum amount of things that the church has decided must be prayed through, in accordance, I think, even with George Mueller's list there that he gave in that first paragraph. It is no small undertaking, and we are about it regularly. So again, if it is just yourself, that is not a hindrance. There will just be a protracted time of prayer. That's a beautiful thing. That's a wonderful thing. If there are more than one of you, then this list is, at least when we're normally together, often split up, so that we together as the church do cover those bases that we have decided must be covered at minimum, and then whatever else the Spirit would put upon our hearts to pray for together, we're able to do that. So I would encourage you again to be creative in the way that you make sure that what is before you is covered in prayer this evening. And then you'll notice there are some blank spaces. Those are on purpose. Those are specifically for non-believers, which we again have been encouraged from the centuries past to continue to pray for them. And then there's also a portion of the prayer guide that is called additional needs. And that is simply for additions to the prayer list. We don't know what those are, but you do. And sometimes, if we don't write things down, they have a tendency to slip away from us. So, would you please calibrate that prayer guide to the service of the group that you have gathered, whether it is one or more than one, and then let us together join together and pray.